siyalamukela ku Studio 7 ngensonto mhla ka 22 kuNhlolanja 2015 silethulela uhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo enkulu ngosithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje. Lanxa ibandla lezanu PF lithembise ukuvuselela umnotho kanye lokusungula imisebenzi eyizigidi ezimbili ngesikhathi ikhankasela ukhetho luka 2013, iningi lithi azikagcwaliseki lezi zithembiso.
Ngelokhu ebengenileyo akukhona owodwa umsebenzi asewuvulile kodwa asebekwenzile ikuvala amankampani imisebenzi iphela. Abakufunayo kathesi ukuthi izizalwane zaseZimbabwe zithathe izikweleti ze-RBZ zibe yizo ezizabhadala lezo mali ezazidlaliswa izanupiyefu.
Kodwa ibandla lezanupiyefu lithi ziningi izizathu ezibangela ukuthi umnotho welizwe ubhidlike.
Let me show you that if ZANU-PF has nothing to do with the killing of the economy, it's a hand above even ZANU-PF. It's not there able to control the economy. He says, look, it's never going to be violence, You can see what he's saying. Since we're going to economy, how do you say this? I wish we hit.
Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulomsakazo. Lanxa ibandla lezanu-PF lithembise ukuvuselela umnotho kanye lokusungula imisebenzi eyizigidi ezimbili ngesikhathi likhankasela ukhetho luka 2013, iningi lithi azikagcwaliseki lezi zithembiso njalo amankampani aqhubeka evalwa ngobuningi njalo abanye belahlekelwa imisebenzi. Ngalokhu, amabandla aphikisayo athi uhulumende wezanu-PF sokufanele akhulumisane lawo kudingwe amacebo okuhlenga ilizwe. Umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-MDCT, uNkosazana Thabita Khumalo, utshele uMthungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7 ukuthi ngaphansi kombuso we-ZANU-PF, umnotho uzaqhubeka ubhidlika.
Sonke siyazi ngo-2013 sisiya kukhetho, iZANU yathembisa izizalwane zaseZimbabwe ukuthi bona bangangena embusweni bazanikeza abantu imisebenzi eyi-2 million. Namhlanje lokhu ebengenileyo akukhona owodwa umsebenzi asewuvulile. Kodwa asebekwenzile ikuvala amankampani imisebenzi iphela. Abakufunayo kathesi ukuthi izizalwane zaseZimbabwe zithathe izikweleti ze-RBZ zibe yizo ezizabhadala lezo mali ezazidlaliswa izanupiyefu.
Liyake likhulume lawo yini amalunga edale lephalamende awezanupiyefu? Liwabuze khona ngapho ephalamende ukuthi ingaphi imisebenzi elayithembisa ilizwe.
Siyakhuluma laba kakhulu sibili ngoba uminista uMnangagwa sake sambuza ngalona lolu daba wasithembisa ukuthi sike sime ngoba kule daba oluhle olubuyayo lalamhlanje lokuthi lilindile lolu daba esesikubonile yukuthi udaba olukhona ngolokuvala amankampani nokuthi bona babe belokhu bentshontsha imali yelizwe izizalwane zaseZimbabwe zidubeka bona abakwenzayo abakunika abantwana baseZimbabwe izithembiso. Izithembiso kazidliwa, sebehlulekile ukuthi bancedise ukuthi lize leli umnotho walo ufuduke.
Kuyini pho okumele kwenziwe makhumalo ukuvuselela umnotho?
Okukhona ikuthi izanu kayithiye ukubusa isehlulekile. Izizalwane zaseZimbabwe isikhathi sesifikile ukuthi sike siyekele ukuphelela ezandleni njengesepa. Izanu isenza umathanda phezu kwethu.
UNkosazana Thabita Khumalo, umsekeli wesikhulumeli se-MDCT, ubekhuluma ecingweni leNtungameli Nkomo we-Studio 7 ekwaBulawayo. UNtungameli uphinde waxoxa lelunga le-Central Committee yebandla leZANU-PF uMnumzana Joseph Chuma, yena ovumayo layo ukuthi ngempela umnotho welizwe wamanga kuhle kodwa ziningi izizathu ezibangela lokhu.
Umkhono for sure awumanga kuhle. It's a fact, you don't need a degree or a professor in robotic sciences ukuthi bekwazina our economy is in doldrums. Well, deflation right now, the economy even has 1.28% deflation. Into lezi, like engihlala ngokutsho, izinto ezibangelwa ngama-certain steps asonto eyenzakala overnight.
ngabe sithatha ilizwe labana sane zathatha lo mkhonomi umkhonomi umungeke ezandlenzeni ukuthi ezandleni zabona labana abantu abavele besibusa akula bandla elingena kupower libuse elifuna ukuthi bona izinto zingahambi kuhle ngoba liyakwazi vetona ukuthi livotele ukuthi lihlale kupower is because of the performances of into ezabo mkhonomi konoku nokuhlala kuhle kwabantu so loku kusho abantu ba iZanu-PF has nothing to do with the killing of the economy it's a hand above even Zanu-PF isandleyo ebesicontrola umkhonomi yiso siloku sinxeba siloku sivala sifitizela yikubona sesithi ngezima seliningi sesifuna ukuthi kona umkhonomi lowo awube ezandleni zethu awubuswe yithi akithi ukwenzela kona sibe of what exactly is what is happening ngoba kathi we're not in control at all yes we can be the ruling party but were we in charge of industries and the answer is no so yinto emele ziadresses umele ziyame ukuthi thina abantu bamnyama thenithi kona niyasithatha ilizwe asithatheni konke lo mkhonomi kube ezandleni zethu sibe yithi ama-controllers of izinto leziya then singayenza njalo uzabona ke ubona kona weare going to be able ukuthi sidetermine ukuthi zihamba njani elizweni leli
Umnumzana Joseph Chuma, lilunga leZANU-PF Central Committee, ubekhuluma ecingweni lontongamile inkomo weStudio 7 ekoBulawayo. Indawo yeBulawayo Home Industries etholakala elokitshini leMzilikazi iqhubekela phambili ngokufundisa abesifazana imisebenzi yezandla ukuze bethole ukuziphilisa. Abanye babo insukwini ezedluleyo bavakatshele elizweni laseGermany. Intathe zindaba yethu, uJoseph Njanje usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Indawo yeBulawayo Home Industries isungulwe ngomnyaka 1963 elokitshini leMzilikazi injongo yokuyiqala kuyikutholisa abesifazane abaswela amathuba okufundela imisebenzi yezandla. Lanamhla lokhu lindawo ilokhu iphathisa abesifazane ikakhulu abafelokazi ukuba baziphilise ngokwenza imisebenzi yezandla egoqela ukweluka besebenzisa izinto ezijiyeneyo. Umama uBeatrice Dube oleminyaka engamashumi amahlanu lane yokuzalwa 54 uthi ukungena kunhlelo zeBulawayo Home Industries kumphathise kakhulu ngemva kokutshona komyeni wakhe ngomnyaka 2013.
Ngeminyaka emibili ngithunga labanye umama laseHome Industries. Kuyangincedisa kakhulu mina ngoba ngingumama obhujelwe ngubaba 2013. Imali yezisaka ngiswele ngiwuthenga ukudla ngensiza khona. Kuyangiphathisa kakhulu empilweni. Njalo ngala sizungu sokuthi mbe ngicabange ezinye izinto. Ukushona ngesiqoxa lapho mama sithunga ngomsebenzi wethu siyaphambili.
Umama uJoyce Banda uthi uqale ukusebenza eBulawayo Home Industries ngomnyaka 1986 okutsho ukuba ule minyaka engamashumi amabili lethoba mune munye 29 ekulindawo. Uqhubekele phambili wathi abantu abakhe ubakhulise ngokwenza imisebenzi yezandla khona lapho eBulawayo Home Industries. Ikanti lanamhla lokhu lokhu esenelisa ukuzinakekela loba nje abantwana sebekhulile esezela abazukulu.
Ngine lapho ngo-1986 abantu abambazalele khonapho abangu-2 namhlanje sebekhulile abanye i-last born silo mntwana. Kuzibakhathesi abantu abambawondlile mbawondlele khona lapho eBulawayo Home Industry. Kuzibakhathesi lokhu esisebenza lunilala lami futhi esingenazondla ngiyazibhadalela irenti lokudla.
Impahla ezilungiswa endaweni eBulawayo Home Industries zithengiswa khona lapha kwele Zimbabwe kanye lakwamanye amazwe njalo ensukwini ezisanda kwedlula abanye omama abasebenzela khona eBulawayo Home Industries bavakatshele elizweni laseGermany ukuyabukisa imisebenzi yabo emcimbini obizwa ngokuthi Ambient Basket Case 2 Fair. Lo mbukiso uqhutshelwe edolobheni leFrankfurt kusukela mhlazili-13 kusiya mhlazili-17 kuyona le inyanga kanhlolanja. Umama uPaulina Ndebele uchaze ukuba lapha bekubikiswa izitsha, ingcebethu kanye lamaqhaga alungiswe kusetshenziswa ilala lokunye okutshiyeneyo.
Ifruit basket le ithungwa nge-twisted sisal phasi yafaka ingqondo. Lokhu ngokwamaperfume kusebenzisa ilala. Siyafaka amaperfume lawa ngafaka amaperfume akho. Ithungwa nelala. Ishepu yakhona ibe ngeqhaga.
Omama abahambe embukisweni waseGermany bahambe ndawonye labanye benza imisebenzi efanayo abaphuma endaweni yeBinga besebenzela eBinga Craft Center. Njalo uhambo lwabo lube khona ngemva kokuthola usekelo lwemali oluvela kunhlanganiso ye-European Union isebenzisana lezinye inhlanganiso ezigoqela i-British Council, i-Alliance Francaise kanye le-Zimbabwe German Society. Lo mbukiso waphetsheya uze ngemva kwamaviki amabili kuphawulwe ngokusemthethweni umbukiso ofanayo khonapha edolobheni lakoBulawayo endaweni i-National Art Gallery wona uqukethe imisebenzi yenhlanganiso ezigoqela eBinga Craft Center, eyeBulawayo Home Industries, eyeLupane Women's Center, eyeziyenzele Foundation etholakala edolobheni leMasvingo kanye le-Step Trust etholakala eWonder Valley. kukhona njalo imisebenzi ehlanganelwe ngabaphuma kuzo inhlanganiso zabomama ezakuleli kanye lesizalwane selizwe le-Germany. USebastian Heckner yena osebenzisane labe-Binger Craft Center kanye lesizalwane selizwe le-France uMatali Crasset osebenze ndawonye labeBulawayo Home Industries. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo nginguJoseph Njanji.
Le balaleli Studio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe elisizwa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington. Okwamanje sengilitshiya ezandleni zikantungameli Nkomo eStudio 7 esethulela uhlelo oluphathelane labatsha.
Ikudibana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo igama ngontungameli Nkomo. Namhlanje ngilelunga le-MDCT uLwandlo Lubanzi Ndebele. Ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo Ndebele.
Ngiyabonga njani?
Hayi, siyaphila. Umnotho oqhubeka usonakala ngamandla, imisebenzi kayitholakali.
Mina ngikhangela lapho okwakuthiwa kuzawuba le misebenzi khona. Into in 2 million, but okukhanyayo kathesi ukuthi imisebenzi ilokhu iswelekala isiyaphambili, amakampani ayavala, ngenxa yokuthi i-economy yethu vele kathesi ayisasebenzi. So bona labo abele msebenzi isilutshwane, and you know, at the end of the day sebe open to abuse, you know, even i-rumination yangkhona ayisiko right, ngoba uyabukwazi ukuthi awula enye indawo lapho uzasebenza khona. Uya-accept ama-conditions akhona.
Kuyini okungenziwa ukuvuselela umnotho Ndebele?
First of all, ama-coffers wona e-government, ekahulumende wona abe strong. Ukuthi aze abe strong ama-coffers lawo, ngoba ama-coffers lawo yiyo ayenza ukuthi roll out ama-program to empower and even to rescue some of these companies. Not a lot of money is going to the government coffers ngenxa yokuthi kube corruption. Mina nginomngani wami kathesi ubele company, ngisenza ama-centis, ngisenza lokuzinsimbi inyana. Bafika bezindra, bafika bathi bona ulesikwelede kuthiwa esetax 9,000, amaphepha akho kalunganga 9,000, bhadala kathesi, of which imali angayenziyo yena vele engxenye nge-3 months. Yena wasesithi hayi, basemsithi ukuthi sikuxolele iminyaka kuyi-500 sihambile. So at the end of the day, ikampani yakhe ayisangenanga ku-system, ayisabhadali ama-tax, abadalali abana sebezithathela imali, sebezifakela esikhwameni. So imagine ukuthi so many companies like that across all the sectors, that is happening. So now, we first of all need to arrest such things so that we make sure that imali ingena kuhle kuma-coffers of government. Angikakhulumi even ngendaba zama-minerals ukuthi i-gold, ukuthi i-diamond, ukuthi kuhambe njani, ukuthi imali zangikhona ezizuzakala khonapho ama-royalties or even ukuthengiswa kwangikhona, ukuthi kube ngama-risk package for amankampani la. Ngakhangela ibiskit lakolobhel kathe lezibiskit elivela e-South Africa, ngike ngakhangela ama-biskit avele eZambia. Uthole ukuthi ama-biskit avele eZambia athengiswa nge-3 rand. Ibiskit elivela koBulawayo elinyini lona vele layi 3 rand 50 maikhulumefekte. Kothi biskit ama-biskit, the same packet of biskit that's coming from Zambia has traveled thousands of kilometers to come here. What it only simply points out is ukuthi abantu ama-factory aseZambia, they are manufacturing cheap. Ama-factory ase-South Africa, of which thina we are now a mass consumer of goods of South Africa.
UMongameli Mgabe Ndebele usefikise iminyaka yokuzalwa engu-91. Lokho esembusweni njalo akula sibonelo sokuthi engachiya intambo zombuso. Uthini ngalolu daba njengomuntu osakhulayo?
Mina ngibuyisise emdala, amavilaji libe umile, and then even noma ungazikhangele kathesi nxa ihamba bayamphakamisa nxa ikhuluma isipeech, even noma sekuthola students are graduating in university, yasakwanisa ukuthi abakhethe konke on even a social level. What more on a national level when you are now looking at the fact that you are looking at matters of the economy, matters of the country, that is in the African Union. The African Union has its one of the biggest challenges it has ever had with regard to disease, Ebola, with regard to terrorism, or Boko Haram ngale they are everywhere. With regard to these massive wars, ngakhangile Congo, ngakhangile Liberia, of which it can easily spread to the other countries. Now, my own meeting with the African Union, we need to be strong and we need to be alert, to be vibrant, to actually tackle some of these issues. Now, my own meeting with the meeting today, what more on an Africa scale? So I think it's not only important for Tinesio Zimbabwe, but abantu abase Africa.
Abasakhulayo ndebele yibo abaningi kakhulu elizweni kodwa nxa sokuyiwa kukhetho okalivoti ngobunengi okugcina mhlawumbe kusenqabela okulilethela inguquko elikhangeleleyo. Ungabatshiyela waphamazwi abasakhulayo?
Okokuqala, ngaphandle kokurejista lathi fanele sibe le-some sort of activity, le-interest ngokuthi kuyenzakalani ephalamente, kuyenzakalani elizweni lethu. Masivote sihambe ekukhetheni siye-encourage ukuthi siye-rejista, sihambe siyekhetha abantu abasikhokhelayo ngoba isikasa thina yinto esihawulayo. Kathesi bengikhangele umongameli ebuya ehlekelela esithi bebuya bevela e-China. Ngahlangabezwa abantu leni 10,000 e-airport wabuya during the week. Manje yona kazibuzi ukuthi abantu abayi-10,000 bayenzani e-airport during the week. Akumsebisi yini labo owentangabona labo, akubasebisi yini ukuthi iziki phakathi kweziki bakhona behlanganisa umongameli. Abanye kwamanye amazwe babengafiki yona leyi namba ngenxa yokuthi babesemsebenzini kumbeni baserunning amabhizinisi ngabo. So khonokho kuyatshengisa ukuthi thina ontanga yasisebenzisa.
Hhayi, siyabonga Ndebele, bekukuhle okuba lawe kuhlelo.
Ngiyabonga nami bami.
Veli lalele uhlelo lwabasakhulayo, ngixoxa lo mnumzana Lwandlo Lubanzi Ndebele, ilunga le-MDCT. Tiyani indlebe kuhlelo lunye ngeviki ezayo, olivalelisayo nguNtungameli Nkomo. Lilale.
Siyabonga Ntungameli. Kesizwe umculo wejaha lecholocho, umxolisi Khulekani Mavundla, yena ohamba ngegama elithi Zinja Ziyamluma, ehlabela elobonakele umculi odumileyo kwele South Africa. Ukuzigqiba ezalamhlanje ke sikhangele ebesilaso. Lanxa ibandla leZANU-PF lithembise ukuvuselela umnotho kanye lokusungula imisebenzi eyizigidi ezimbili, abanye bathi azikagcwaliseki lezi zithembiso. Kodwa lona ibandla leZANU-PF lithi ziningi izizathu ezibangela ukubhidlika komnotho welizwe. Silugqiba lapha uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje olivalelisayo nguSithandekile Mhlanga. You have
have been listening to Studio 74 Zimbabwe in English, Shona and Ndebele. Tune in tomorrow at 17 hours UTC, 7 p.m. in Zimbabwe for the next edition of Studio 7.
Murari zvakanaka vateereri.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Lilale.